It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and thank you, Leland, for that incredible song that he wrote for me and Breakout Prayer Network. We need to see a change, a spiritual change he's talking about. He says revival is coming. May we see the power of God like we did on Azusa Street many, many years ago. And may we be Spirit-led. So today's going to be a wonderful day, the broadcast today. We're going to talk about speaking in tongues today and praying in tongues and the value of praying in tongues. It's going to be a marvelous day. And tomorrow, remember tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I will be giving my prophetic words for the coming year, 2015. Tomorrow, January the 15th, I will be sharing those prophetic words. Welcome to BPN Radio. And this is your 24-hour internet prayer station, and I can be heard around the world, around the clock, this time or any time. And so I trust that you will tune in tomorrow for the prophetic words. I've been giving these since every year, since 1990, is a prophetic voice in this nation, a watchman on the wall. And the Bible said that the prophetic voice is to declare what he sees and hears. So tomorrow, I'm going to be sharing what I'm seeing and hearing in the realm of the Spirit. I want to welcome churches and cities all across America and around the world that are praying with me today. And just want to name a few of the cities. We have some new cities that have joined us in prayer. And I want to recognize and say welcome to Kinston, North Carolina, Annapolis, Maryland, Tucker, Georgia, Lake Charles, Louisiana, Slidell, Louisiana. And I want to welcome any others that I may not have called your name, but it's good to have cities all across America. I want to give a shout out today to Asheville, Ohio, and Chillicothe, Ohio, as well as Clanton, Alabama. I want to welcome Harrison, Arkansas, Jonesboro, Arkansas, Bixby, Oklahoma, my hometown of Comanche, Oklahoma. And I'm going to be going back to Comanche sometime this year, having a conference with people that want to get started. We're going to go back to the place where Gene and I started and pulled our 35-foot Scuzzo trailer out of there on March the 12th, 1967. I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to minister to people that want to get started in the ministry. And so, or maybe restarted. So it's going to be a great time. I'll give you more information about that situation and have some other great announcements. But tomorrow, remember, prophetic words. Palm Desert, California is represented here on BPN Radio, as well as San Francisco, California, and Stockton, California, Sand Springs, Oklahoma. And I want to welcome Westport, Oklahoma, as well as Greeley, Colorado, that is praying with us and represented here on BPN Radio. Lantana, Florida, welcome. Welcome to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as well as Wagner, South Dakota, and Madisonville, Tennessee, Seymour, Tennessee, Riverview, Florida. Welcome. Beaumont, Texas is praying with us, and Brownston, Indiana. Fort Stockton, Texas, welcome. And I want to welcome Topeka, Kansas, here on BPN. I want to welcome Forest Hill, Louisiana, as well as Levelland, Texas. I want to welcome today Raymond, Maine, and Lansing, Michigan, as well as Detroit, Michigan. I want to welcome Brighton, Michigan, and I want to welcome San Marcos, Texas. I want to give a big shout out to Salem, Missouri. Welcome, Salem, Missouri. And I want to welcome Santa Fe, New Mexico, as well as Ordinary, Virginia. You probably aren't ordinary at all. Yorktown, Virginia. Yorktown, Virginia. Charlotte, North Carolina. Sapphire, North Carolina. And welcome to all of these churches all across the land. I want to welcome Appleton, Wisconsin, and I want to welcome Tacoma, Washington. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. If your city is not represented, I believe in God for 1,000 cities. We're very close, by the way. If your city is not represented on BPN, you can go to letsprayamerica.com. If you ever forget that, you can just go to dalegentry.com. And there's a sign up on the homepage. You just sign up there, click on that sign up, and you can put in the name of your city. And if you want to, you can put in the name of your church. So your church and your city will be represented on the map. There is a map there that you can look at on that website that shows who all is praying with us all across America. And so would you please sign in and pray with us. There's three or four states in America that are still not praying with us, so we desire to have all of the states praying with us. Let's pray right now. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done in this prayer broadcast. Father, we just lift up your name, and that is the name of Jesus. We declare that Jesus is Lord over America. We declare that revival is coming, and it's here. It's on its way, and we know that you are at work in so many, many different places. And one day we believe that our entire day will be just given to people calling in reports of what God is doing in their home, in their city, in their church, on their college campus. And we just pray right now that the will of God be done here today on BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network Radio, and that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done. As we talk about the Holy Ghost, as we talk about the value of praying in a prayer language, having a prayer language, praying in tongues. I know that most radio broadcasts do not approach this subject, but we're being silent on so many subjects for fear that somebody's going to be disappointed, disenchanted, disillusioned, and just turn us off. But don't turn me off today, because I have something very, very important to say, something that will literally change your life. We're also going to be praying for some special needs, special prayer requests that are represented out there. In fact, we'll do that when we get back. But I want Godfrey Bertel just to sing a little bit. And he's going to sing this song, "It's a Good Day to Pray." I declare in the name of Jesus, it is a good day to pray. And so we're going to pray right now, and we're going to sing about it. Hey, great job, Godfrey Bertle. This is a good day to pray. And we're praying here on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry, your host. And if you like this broadcast, if you love this broadcast, if you are benefiting from this broadcast, why don't you tell somebody to tune in to BPN Radio. And you can also listen to me on your computer and your smartphone. Remember, when you go to TuneIn Radio, there is a commercial usually that you have to listen to. That's how they pay for their network. So don't be discouraged. If you have to listen to a 20-second commercial, it'll be fine. You'll get me. And so it's great to have you listening today. And I'm talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Should I speak in tongues or should I not speak in tongues? And I know there's a lot of people that they don't want to broach this subject because they say, well, that's a very controversial subject. Paul said, I'd rather speak five words with understanding than 1,000, 10,000 words that I don't understand. But Paul said, the Apostle Paul said, I speak with tongues more than you all. So you got to understand the value of speaking in tongues. It's very valuable. And so I'm just going to pray with you today. And before I talk about that any more, and you haven't turned me off yet, because I trust that you haven't, you won't, I want to pray for some special needs, and I want you to agree with me. The Bible says, if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So I want us to pray for Jennifer, who sent in this request saying, please pray for me. I'm being obedient to the Holy Spirit to organize a prayer breakfast at the park for the community of Lake Lucerne in Miami Gardens, Florida. We will be praying for city government, families, children, community salvation, teens, parents, finances, outpouring of the Spirit of God in the community. And so for God to supply everything needed for the breakfast. So I just pray for Jennifer. She just gathers people in the park to pray and to gather people for ministry. And Lord, we just know that revival's coming, and revival's coming to the streets of our nation, in parks, in businesses, on college and university campuses, on street corners. I don't know where all it's going to happen. It's going to spill over into the church. So it's just going to be magnificent. So I pray for Jennifer. We want to pray today for a longtime friend of ours, Loreen Jennings. And her and her husband followed Gene and I in pastoring the church in Del City, Oklahoma, many years ago. He was my associate pastor there, faithful man, Dale Jennings. So we pray for Dale Jennings today. We pray for Dale Jennings' wife, Loreen, who's in critical condition in a hospital in Oklahoma City. She was accidentally shot, the victim of a gunshot wound. And today is a very critical day in the life of Loreen Jennings. So, Father, we pray for Loreen Jennings. We ask God that you heal her, touch her, bring her through. We pray for Loreen Jennings. We pray for Pastor Dale Jennings, a faithful man of God who served, this couple served Gene and I for several years, and we pray for them. We pray for them now in Jesus' name. And we speak healing, health, wholeness, and wellness over them now in Jesus' name. Sharonda wrote the following prayer request. My husband and I are recently married in our late 30s. It is our greatest desire to have a baby. Despite me having PCOS cyst on my ovaries, I'm requesting prayer for us to have our first child. Father, in Jesus' name, would you pray with me right now? Father, in Jesus' name, we pray. We pray for Sharonda and her husband, who have been now married in their late 30s, and the probability does not look good for her to have a child. But we know that all things are possible. We know it's your will that we are married and have children. And so I pray for Sharonda. We pray for Sharonda and her husband that you would heal her. And Lord, we just pray for them to be able to have children. And anyone else listening to the broadcast today that you've not been able to get pregnant, we just ask God to touch you now and touch your womb so that your womb will be fruitful and you can multiply and you will have children and grandchildren, because God is a generational God, and we know that it is His will for us to have children. Here is Donna wrote the following prayer request. I have a prayer request for Brian, who battled lung cancer last year, beat it. November, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. Would you stand in agreement with his complete healing? Yes, we will. Father, we believe that you're a supernatural God, and we ask healing, Lord, for Brian. We pray that you'll bless Donna for writing in this prayer request. Heal Brian wherever he's at. Touch him in the name of Jesus. Let your healing virtue flow. We command every cancer cell to die in his body. We believe in divine healing, and we believe that it is the will of God for us to be healed in Jesus' name. Would you help me pray for a worried mom who sent this prayer request in? She said, please pray for my son. He's in high school, he's under a great deal of pressure. He's suffering from debilitating migraines. He's lost weight. He's exhausted. Please pray for strength and protective angels. Father, we pray for this mom, wherever she is. You know who she is, and she sent this request in. We pray for her son, Lord, that's having extreme pressure in high school. And we know that there's a satanic attack against high schools all across America. And we pray for her son. We pray, Lord, that you would minister to him. We pray that you would heal these migraine headaches and that you would touch him in Jesus' name. And may he be the witness that you've called him to be in his high school in Jesus' name. James wrote a request seeking prayer in regards to his marriage. For wisdom, clarity, strength, discernment, and joy. So we pray for James' marriage right now, that you'd heal his marriage and every other marriage that is represented here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. And we just pray in Jesus' name right now for healing in the name of Jesus. I am going to pray right now for Rachel, who wrote the following request. We're going through new open divine doors for ministry. We have no idea what's next. This is especially hard for my husband. Please pray for encouraging direction for him. And so we just pray in Jesus' name for encouragement for Rachel and her husband, Lord, as they go through a new door of ministry. Here's a request. It says, my daughter Cynthia needs lots of prayer in the area of her spiritual relationship and parenting her two babies. And so we pray for Cynthia that you would just give her strength and wisdom. We pray for her spiritual condition also. Harold wrote and said he needs a word from God. So I just pray, Lord, for everybody that has a need today. We just ask, Lord, that you just come and minister healing and direction and restoration and deliverance to every need that is represented there today in this radio audience across America and other nations of the world in Jesus' name, because we believe in the power of prayer. And when we pray, we believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we're praying today here on BPN Radio. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to BPN Radio. BPN Radio, some of you may already be there. BPN Radio, and go down toward the bottom of the page, and it will say prayer request. You'll just double-click that. Put in your prayer request. Submit that. It will go to Cheryl Ortiz, who's our national prayer coordinator, and she will send it out to our national prayer team. And if you would like to be a part of our national prayer team, then you can certainly do that. We're going to give you some information in just a few moments how you can be a part of our national prayer team. And if you would like to start a prayer center in your city, because we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 points of light, then you can. There is a place to click on in our BPN website, bpnradio.com, and you can enter that information, and we will get back with you. And if you would like to be a part of our prayer team, then it's very easy. All you have to do is just go to send in your request. Just go to bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. If you just want to write us, bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. If you'd like to send in a prayer request, it's bpnprayerrequest.com. bpnprayerrequest.com, or you can go to BPN Radio. Well, this is a great day at BPN Radio. If you'd like to make a contribution, you go down to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, and you can donate, or you can go to our website, letspraymerica.com, and there's a donate button there. We would appreciate your investment into Breakout Prayer Network as we call America to pray. Praying for revival in our land, praying for people to return to Jesus. And I just know that it's high time that we return to Him. And so we're going to have this song because it's music and prayer. Music and prayer go together. We're returning to Jesus, and then I'm going to be back to pray with you concerning your prayer language, concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So don't go away, because we will be right back. But we're returning to Jesus right now. We're calling America for revival. We're calling America to come back to the Lord. running. We're running to Jesus. We're running after God because we are hungry. We are hungry for more of Him here on BPN Radio. Thank you for listening today and every day. Remember, tomorrow I'm going to be sharing prophetic words for 2015 on January the 15th tomorrow. You need to listen in, tell your friends, because I believe it's time that prophetic voices speak. And so, I've been a prophetic voice in America since 1985, as well as a prayer leader. Since 1990, I've been sharing prophetic words that I've been seeing, I've been hearing and seeing. And so I believe the prophetic voices, the prophets are to speak. Tomorrow, I'll do that, and I'll share what I'm seeing coming for this year and years to come. So I believe it's going to be a very important broadcast, the prophets to speak, so we'll know what people are to pray about. So it's going to be a very important time. Tell everybody, glad to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time, anytime, around the globe, around the clock. And so your 24-hour internet prayer station is on the air praying day and night, calling America to pray, calling revival in America, another spiritual awakening. So I'm so delighted that you are listening in today. And I'm talking about today, I'm talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to be praying for people that desire to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you desire to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to pray for you in just a few moments. But let me just say to you that I believe in the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I believe in speaking in tongues. I believe that tongues are very beneficial. And the same question is posed to me as is posed to me about prayer. Do I have to pray? And my response is no, you get to pray. And somebody said, do I have to speak in tongues to be a Christian? And my response is no, you don't have to speak in tongues to be a Christian, but you get to if you want to. And it is very beneficial. I remember growing up as a boy in the little town of Comanche, Oklahoma, and I would hear my dad praying every morning because he got up at 5 o'clock and he prayed. And he would pray for my mom. He would pray for me. He would pray for my sister. He would pray for the church. He would pray for the city, the nation, nations of the world. But much of his hour of power, much of his prayer life was on his knees praying in tongues. And I can still hear my dad, who died when he was 92 years old, got his 50-year pen with the Assemblies of God. I can still hear him praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit. I grew up in that atmosphere. When I would come home from school in the afternoon, I would not know if my mom and dad would be speaking in English or speaking in another tongue, a prayer language that God had given my mom and dad, who were raised Baptist, but were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Those two Baptists were speaking in tongues. And most of my life, I heard day and night, my home filled with speaking in tongues. Ladies and gentlemen, it made a tremendous difference in my life. And even though I did not speak in tongues until I was 16 years old, because I just did not really understand how to be baptized or how simple it was to be filled with the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. Once I began to speak in tongues, it radically changed my life. And I received the Holy Spirit speaking my prayer language, just praying by myself one day in a church, helping another evangelist lead a youth revival. And so it's become very beneficial. And when God called me to pray, and I shared with you about this yesterday, when God called me to pray, He said, give me the first hour of your day. I did not understand how I could give an hour, But I would pray a while with my understanding, because that's what the Apostle Paul said. We pray with our understanding for a while, and then we pray in the Spirit. And then I would pray the Lord's Prayer during the hour, and then I would switch over to praying in tongues. I love to pray in tongues. In a little while, we're going to pray in tongues. And somebody said, well, you shouldn't do that on radio. Why not? Why not? We hear all kinds of languages being spoken on radio and television. On some radio networks, people are spewing out profanity, all kinds of different languages. Why should I not pray in tongues and a heavenly language? Why should I restrain myself? The problem in the church today is that we're becoming silent. We're becoming silent on the coming of the Lord. We're becoming silent on sin. We're becoming silent on finances. We don't want to offend anybody. We're becoming silent on Christianity. We're becoming silent on speaking in tongues because we don't want to offend anybody. And pretty soon we're in such a straitjacket that we have no voice of declaration, a voice of expression to what God is doing, particularly your expression of prayer, praying in tongues. And so I began to pray in tongues. And as I would pray, I followed the instruction of Oral Roberts, because Oral Roberts said, I pray in tongues, I pray in a prayer language, and then I listen, and then I receive the interpretation back. So I would begin to pray in tongues, pray in the Spirit, and then I would stop and listen, because prayer is a dialogue and it's not a monologue. And I would listen. And sometimes I would not hear anything, but then sometimes I would hear the voice of the Lord giving me the interpretation to the tongues that I was praying. We know that we don't always get an interpretation for our prayer language, because sometimes it's just exalting God, or praying in tongues is a continuation of our prayer life. When we pray in English, when we pray with our understanding, there comes a time we don't know how to pray for that anymore. That's what Paul said. He said, you know, the natural man, he cannot fully exercise his prayer life, because there's things he just don't know anymore how to pray about that anymore. And then we begin to pray in tongues, and the Spirit makes intercession. And according to Romans chapter 8, the Spirit begins to make intercession for us. So when the Apostle Paul wrote and said, I speak with tongues more than you all, the guy that wrote the most of the books in the New Testament, then I get to give attention to that. And so Jesus, I was just reading today, Jesus, being assembled together with his disciples, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. This is Acts chapter 1. Not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. What is the promise of the Father? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He said in Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit of the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. He said you're going to receive some power. You're going to receive. They already had a relationship with him, but now they needed some power. And so we find in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. They were all baptized in the Holy Ghost, began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so then Peter stood up, the spokesperson for the Pentecost church, and he said to them, because they were already spiritual drunk and it was 9 o'clock in the morning, he said, these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's only the third hour of the day. Already there was a manifestation of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. He said, this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last day, saith God, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. So Jesus sent his disciples, and the mother of Jesus went up there, and some of the other women, and I think about 500 gathered. to start with, but after a few days, I'm sure some got discouraged, tired of waiting, that a business to take care of or what have you, some things to do. Anyhow, there was about 120 when the day of Pentecost was come. That was 50 days after the resurrection. And they received the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. And so when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you can also have a prayer language. Somebody said, well, I don't speak in tongues. I don't want to speak in tongues. You don't have to. You don't have to speak in tongues, but you get to speak in tongues. And let's not despise people that do speak in tongues. And if people don't want to speak in tongues, let's not force that down their throats either. But I receive the Holy Ghost by asking, and then as I just begin to worship Him and praise Him, there's something that started right down deep in my belly, and it came right up to my mouth, and I didn't close my mouth. I opened my mouth, and there was some syllables. There were some words, and I began to speak those words, and then I began to speak more words, and it was quite remarkable. You know, two or three weeks ago, I had this guy on by the name of Gerald Davis, a longtime friend of mine. This guy's been in ministry for maybe 59 years, I think he said. I've known him for a long time. But he's written a book called Should I Speak in Tongues? You can probably get this if you just go to Gerald Davis' website. Gerald Davis, pretty easy to remember. And he just writes this book entitled Should I Speak in Tongues? And I just say yes. And so I don't want to try to convince you to speak in tongues. I don't want to do that. But if you want to speak in tongues, you can. If you don't, you can still pray with me here on BPN Radio. But Gerald Davis had a personal relationship with the late Oral Roberts, the founder of Oral Roberts University. And he talks about Oral Roberts speaking in tongues. He said the creator and builder of the majestic Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, wrote that he used this gift of tongues and interpretation to make all the major decisions concerning the construction and developing of that amazing university. Isn't that great? Everyone is aware of the continuing influence of that great ministry even after his death. And he said that praying in tongues stirs up the activity, operation of the other eight gifts of the Spirit. And Gerald Davis said, I've noticed in my 57 years of public speaking that when I spent time, an hour or so, praying in tongues prior to the pulpit ministry, my thoughts were more clear and ready. So what is the value of praying in tongues? The value of praying in tongues is a strong communication with the Holy Spirit. And that way, when we pray in tongues, we get into our prayer closet and we begin to pray in tongues. Then there are expressions that we can express to the Holy Spirit in our conversation with the Holy Spirit. There's just things that we don't know exactly how to pray or what He wants to pray about. But Jude said we build up our most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. And so men and women that do great exploits for God, many of them pray in tongues an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day. I know that before I go out to minister, I pray in tongues. And that praying in tongues is so valuable, building up my faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I must confess that much of my prayer time now, as I begin to prepare for this broadcast and others, much of it is praying in tongues, because I love to pray in tongues. And so I'm going to pray. If you desire to pray in tongues, or you desire to receive a prayer language, if you desire an infilling or a refilling of the Holy Ghost, I just want to pray for you. And I've just read about so many men whose lives were so radically changed by praying in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul, he said in 1 Corinthians, he wrote, you know, I pray with my understanding and I pray with my spirit. So my spirit prays, my understanding prays. In other words, I can pray out of my soul. it's easy for anybody just to pray out of their soul. They can just say, well, you know, here's a prayer that I memorized. Here's a prayer that I've heard. But then you can pray right out of the depths of your spirit. And sometimes that changes just into a praying in tongues. And if you pray in tongues in the midst of a group of people, they're not going to just sit and listen to you pray in tongues because they will not be edified. But when you pray in your prayer closet, then you will be edified or built up by praying in tongues. I also believe in congregational praying in tongues and singing in the Spirit. I know that not many churches do this because they don't want to be offensive. And I'm not being critical, so don't go say to your pastor, you know, Dale Gentry said we should have corporate praying in tongues, we should exercise praying in tongues in our church services. No, you don't do that, but I believe that if it happens in your church, it's fine if the congregation is singing in tongues, singing in the Spirit, or praying in tongues, because it's very beneficial. And, you know, I remember John Osteen, who is the father, was the father of Joel Osteen, who's built such an incredible church there and has a nationwide influence through his ministry. But his dad, John Osteen, was just an incredible man of praying in tongues and getting people baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to pray that you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit praying in tongues. And it's quite simple. I do remember several years ago when I was ministering and pastoring in a certain city, the most liberal state senator in that state came to our church service on a Sunday morning. And I had met him the night before because we had a mutual friend who came to a country music concert, come to the town to do a country music concert. So I went with my friend and I met the state senator. I invited the state senator to stay over for the Sunday morning service, which he did. And Gene and I invited he and his wife to our home for Sunday lunch. After the meal, I said to this man, "Have you received the Holy Ghost?" Now, that was the question they asked in the book of Acts. When they would meet somebody, they would say, "Have you received the Holy Ghost?" Or, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" Same thing. And he said to me, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about the Holy Ghost. And I explained to him that I was going to pray for him. I was going to lay hands on him. And out of the hunger and thirst in his innermost being, Jesus said, if anybody's thirsty, let him come, and out of his innermost being, out of his belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And so I just said, I'm going to pray for you like I'm going to pray for those of you that are listening today. I said, I'm going to pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I said, out of your belly, there's going to come a language, and it's just going to come right up out of your belly into your chest. And when it gets to your mouth, you need to speak that language. I'm going to pray that you will receive the Holy Spirit. And his wife was standing there. They were standing, I'll never forget, in front of our fireplace, the most liberal voting senator in that state. And she said, I want to be baptized also. And so I laid hands on both of them, and both of them immediately started speaking in tongues. Immediately. And just left rejoicing with their prayer language. I'll never forget, many years ago, there was a young evangelist whose denomination did not believe in speaking in tongues. They believed it was from the devil. I just can't believe how something so wonderful can be compared to the works of the devil. But he belonged to a denomination, a group that did not believe in speaking in tongues. But I talked to him about it. His parents went to my church, and I tried to explain to him the value of praying in tongues, being baptized or rebaptized in the Holy Spirit. So one Sunday morning, I was praying around the altar of the church, getting ready to minister, And through the front doors comes Dewey. His name was Dewey. And he comes and he says to me, in that wild look in his eyes, "Pastor, would you please pray for me? I'm so hungry for God. I've been awake since 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I want to speak in tongues." So I laid hands on him. Immediately he started speaking in tongues. And the Bible said we received the Holy Ghost in fire. I really believed he got baptized in fire because he was so radical. He prayed so loud in tongues. And the other members of the congregation, they began to come in. We really never had church that morning. It was just people seeking God, being baptized, rebaptized in the Holy Spirit. It was quite awesome. So I'm going to pray for you now. And wherever you're at, Gene and I met up with a young lady not too long ago outside of a Mexican food restaurant. And I said, "Would you like to be baptized in the Holy Ghost?" She said, "Right here, right now." I said, "Right here, right now," right in front of the Mexican food restaurant. And I explained to her, "I'm going to pray for you now, and then I'm going to pray that you'll receive a prayer language. It will start coming right out of your belly. It will come up to your mouth. Now, if you shut your mouth, then it's going to go up to your brain, your mind, and your mind will try to talk you out of it because your mind will not be able to comprehend what God is want to do." So many people try to figure this out with their mind. They can't do it. So she followed the instructions. I laid hands on her. Just a few seconds, she was speaking in tongues right outside that Mexican food restaurant. So here I go. I'm praying for you right now. Father, I pray for everyone that is listening today here on BPN Radio that wants to be baptized, rebaptized, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with speaking in tongues, a prayer language. And so I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Why don't you just take your hand, lay it on your head, since I'm not there in person, and just say these words: "Father God, I desire to be baptized in your precious Holy Spirit. I desire to have a prayer language. I desire to speak in tongues. So baptize me now. Fill me up, Lord, with your precious Holy Spirit. Give me a prayer language that I can pray directly to you in ways when I don't understand how to pray, knowing that this prayer language will help me with my Christian walk. When I have attack from the enemy, I can pray in tongues. Because I know today that Satan cannot understand what I'm saying. Others don't have to comprehend, but I know that this gift is for me because you said in your word that it was. So baptize me today. Fill me up with your Spirit and your power, your Holy Ghost and fire. In Jesus' name." So I pray right now in the name of the Lord that those that made this confession will receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost, and that right now they would just begin not to speak in their own language, but they would begin to speak in tongues. They would begin to pray in tongues. Just go ahead, pray in tongues. Well, it's going to sound real strange because it's your own prayer language. I'm speaking in my prayer language. Now you need to speak in your prayer language. Lord, baptize everybody that is listening to the BPN radio today, baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Just speak it out. Speak it out. The prayer language comes right out of your innermost being, right out of your belly, comes right up to your mouth. And don't try to pray in English or whatever language you may have. Pray in tongues. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Spirit. Bre mamanduri kira baturi mindisikatarabakute. Mandrebriatarabaku. Mandrebriatarabakutrebekatai. Mandrebriatarabakutrebekatie. Mandrebriatarabasutrebekurbekatrebekatai. A direct line to the Holy Ghost. Re mandere baku tribiri kerbator bekete. Mandere beriat. I love to speak in tongues. It releases great joy in my life. It just releases great peace and harmony and satisfaction in my life. It personally edifies me and builds me up. I need it. And I love to pray in tongues. And you can pray in tongues too. Just receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And if you don't know much about the Holy Ghost, just read the book of Acts. Get your Bible. Begin to read the book of Acts. And read 1 Corinthians, the book of Acts, 1 Corinthians. And you will be blessed, and you will read it by faith. And I like Gerald Davis's book, Should I Speak in Tongues? Gerald Davis. And you can just Google Gerald Davis. He was on the broadcast the other day. Incredible man of God, friend of Oral Roberts. And there's a lot of books on the Holy Spirit. But thanks for being a part of the broadcast today. Remember, tomorrow I'll be giving the entire hour will be filled with prophetic words, words that I've given in the past and words concerning this year and maybe years to come. Prophetic words for 2015 on BPN Radio tomorrow. And thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Thanks for praying with me today. So delighted to have you at this time or any time. So I'll be back tomorrow. You have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.